You're listening to zonemusic.co.uk.
With 2 dozen.
Lovely.
Right, and the next track that I want to play is by
my papers in order.
No worries. The next track is by Dirty Parlay, and it's called Dangerous. Dirty Parlay, a lovely band from Stevenage, and yeah, this goes out to Jade, who's getting her tattoo done sort of a couple of hours ago. I hope it doesn't hurt too much, mate. But yeah, they're playing next Thursday with a whole bunch of bands at Club 85.
Sorry.
So, no worries. That's very distracting, you know. But anyway, have a listen to this and I'll get my head in gear.
Show no one captures out.
true lie. You know what you've done to me, what you cry, don't you lie, what you cry. Are you scared? You should be terrified.
Parlay, P-A-R-L, and then one of those funny little accents over the E. What's up next then, Dan?
Coming up pretty soon, we've got an interview with Khan from Black Eye.
Yeah.
They're a nice fluffy band, that's why I'm talking like this. Everybody can get into them, especially at this warm time of year.
Yeah.
You know, warming, you know, the heart. I mean. Anyway.
You're listening to roguemusic.co.uk.
Right, roguemusic.co.uk, here with Khan from Black Eye. Hi, Khan.
Hello.
So you've just released a new EP.
That's right. We've just released a self-titled, courtesy of Sound Arc. Gareth James there did the production on it, did the recording and the mixing, and Chris Hollis has done the mastering for it, and it's sounding really, really good.
So I understand it's the first thing you've done in a long time. So how long has Black Eye been?
It's our first recording since about 2004. We played from 2003, 2004 up until 2006, and then just kind of fell apart. And kind of got things back together about a year ago. So we've been recording and occasionally gigging in that time. Yeah, so I mean, it's generally all new material as a result of Hardy's work, I guess. So it's pretty satisfying to hear it in its completed state now.
And what was the reason for you bringing it back together? Who was the...
Well, Nick got offered a gig for us on a night out in town by Danny from Musical Sin ages ago. I think Nick drunkenly agreed to it really before kind of consulting the rest of us, basically agreed to it, and then we all kind of just agreed to go for it. And it was originally just going to be a one-off show without anything really after that, but getting back into it again was, you know, just so much fun. It didn't really make sense to just call it a day again.
It seemed like it's something that a lot of people, including yourselves, wanted to see happen again. A lot of people.
Because you had quite a following from the first time round.
I mean, previously to us getting our shit together again, we really didn't have that much of a following. I mean, nobody really knew who we were or anything like that. I mean, we gigged, you know, around the place for a year and a half, 2 years, but I mean, we hadn't really taken it that seriously or anything like that. So, and our sound wasn't very together either, really. And we all kind of was just kind of experimenting with different things back then, and listening to all the older stuff, it just doesn't sound very consistent, whereas now we've got a lot more focus in a direction.
So what sort of sound have you settled for now?
Previously we were trying to be a metal band, because, you know, we had conceptions of what a metal band were, and trying to fill those to an extent, whereas I think what we all agree we listen to mutually is hard rock, and I suppose more traditional heavy metal. So it's kind of like I said, we're kind of influenced by the Seattle scene, the grunge scene from the late 80s to mid 90s, the kind of the stoner rock movement in California from the same period, and, you know, obviously tons and tons of metal bands as well. From the south, so like Pantera, obviously, and you know, Corrosion of Conformity, and I mean, Down being a big influence, Alice in Chains, Caius.
So what are you listening to at the moment?
Well, we listen to lots of stuff. We played a Rogue show, the Halloween show, and there were, you know, all the bands that played were absolutely amazing quality. But Billy Skins Fifth passed us over their EP and have given it a listen. I've given it several listens because it's actually excellent.
Another one courtesy of Sound Arc.
The same crew down there, which is kind of nice surprise. So yeah, the Rogue show, I mean, we had our EP launch as well, but it was good to kind of see other people producing our music at the same place.
And what's next for you? What's the next step for the band?
Well, really just want to get the EP out there. Just want to get it listened to and get some feedback on it, I guess.
Where can people listen?
We've got SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/blackeyerock. You can listen to two of the tunes. We've got Trainwrecks up there, and we've got In the Blink of an Eye, which we kind of wrote for this EP. So that's kind of essentially the closest our sound is at the moment to what we want.
And we're going to play, I believe, Trainwrecks from your EP.
Yeah.
If you'd like to introduce that one for us.
Well, this one is called Trainwrecks. It was, like I said, written specifically for this EP. We needed a track that really had all the qualities that we were kind of aiming for, and the right kind of groove to it. We were originally going to have a song called See You in Hell in place of it, but it was a bit too thrashy and not really kind of representative of what we are. You know, it's come out really, really well, and this is Trainwrecks. We'll be right back.
Where's the thing? Where's the...
Oh, hang on. Excuse me a second.
I just looked at a blank table. I was like, uh-oh.
There we go.
Expect well, to define words.
Find, you can always find them by searching on Facebook and
here
that
you
kind
go.
Of thing.
Yeah, or like blackeyerock@gmail.com. Or, yeah, find them on Facebook. Blackeyerock on Twitter. There you go. Yeah, funnily enough, I did have a copy of this CD, and which Khan very kindly gave me. I left the house. I was wearing a new pair of jeans that were rather tight. And the cycle home, the every time I'd cycle my legs, it gently pushed the CD out of the back pocket. So
oh dear.
Somewhere in the gutter of Hitchin is a copy of the Black Eye CD. I do hope that some, you know... Someone picked it up and it changed their world because, you know, it bloody well should.
Yeah, there's a free... It's sort of like a golden ticket lying around in the gutter somewhere. So yeah. If anyone knows who found that, let us know. Next, Crusoe, a DJ name of Josh Elgood, who spends his day job being in Rising Tide, a ridiculously heavy metal band. And this is what he comes up with on his days off. Have a listen to this. It's great.
Searching for the night. Now you are free. but there's nothing you can lose if you believe. They'll try to bring you down and make you hush your sound, but you'll be free.
Crusoe, if you're listening, mate, I think you're going to have to get us some more tracks. I'm really, really impressed with that. Crusoe featuring Alice Amelia. And, yeah, that's brilliant. Send us some more stuff, please, man.
Tweet from Anonymous. Definitely old man with a plastic carrier bag. I think that was in reference to your appeal earlier.
I think that wraps that up.
Yeah. With Wings of Hades. That song there did actually curb my need to play any Dream Theatre this evening, so you're all in luck there. We are gonna...
This is a live recording of Perhaps Contraption, covering a Radiohead song called The National Anthem. Have a listen to this.
If you can get on YouTube and check out the video, it's absolutely brilliant. You need to check out the guy with his drums in a pram. It's
oh,
awesome.
Yeah. I'll be sticking this up online later so you can all have a butcher's.
And if you know this one, please sing along, because it's a good thing to sing.
Thank you. Everyone around here, everyone is so near, so in love, so in love, everyone around here, everyone is so near, so in love, so in love.
With the national anthem by Radiohead.
That's perhaps contraption. It took me a couple of goes to get my mouth around that one. But you know.
So we've had one sort of little technical difficulty. To be honest, I'm just happy to be here. I almost managed to kill myself today by tripping over the dog, falling down the stairs, and slitting my throat with a cutthroat razor. The same time.
What are you, an episode of The Simpsons?
I'm just happy to be here at all.
I'm glad you're
right. Massive shout out to your radio and Dee and everyone for having us and giving us a platform to do this.
Anyone, just tweet us, send us some ideas for bands to play. You know, we're open to suggestions. You know, we prefer the local stuff, but we'll play anything really. Just give us a, you know, give us a toot.
Yeah, anything exciting, we'll give it a go. But yeah, thanks for everyone that's contributed.
Join my collective on Tutter.
And now I'm going to completely ruin this jovial mood by playing a particularly heavy song. Have a listen to this. It's by a band called Seize the Day, and sit down and actually listen to this. Yeah, it's horrible that this song is still relevant. But
why are you playing a horrible music?
Because this song...
It's not horrible.
It's not horrible. It will change you.
I could do a new shirt and a shower, so if it's going to...
I hate the fact this song's still relevant, but have a listen to this.
This is...
Seize the Day.
United States.
Yeah, have a listen.
On the day the market fell, and it could have been a candy store in Kandahar as well. And she might have been a Muslim, but it's kind of hard to tell when your body's ground to zero and your skin's been fried to hell. So tell me it's a war to end all war, or don't tell me nothing. 'Cause if this sacrifice is not for peace, it was not worth making. Seemed to me you did your best to put your hand in the hornet nest that bit you. Just when it hit you, there's other people hurt as much as you. And grief is no excuse for what you do. High flyers at the corporations, daisy cutting edge. They hold each other's hands and plummet from the window ledge. And the monitors have mounted on the coffee deal, which meant 5,000 farmers wondering where their livelihood just went. America, my family, the whole world feels your pain. And before this war is over, you'll make sure we do again. Even as the tower tumbled on their firefighting team, we wondered who you'd barbecue for puncturing your dream. So tell me it's a war to end no more, or don't tell me nothing. 'Cause if this sacrifice does not bring peace, it was not worth making.
seemed to me you did your best to put your hand in the hornet nest that bit you, but it still don't hit you. There's other people feel as much as you, and freedom's no excuse for what you do. I am not an Islamicist, religion's not my thing, but they're friendlier than Christians and I like the way they sing. I don't want my sisters free to burn the burqa if they choose, not lie awake and calculate what weight they need to lose. So tell me it's a war to end all war, or don't tell me nothing. 'Cause if this sacrifice don't change the world, it was not worth making. Seems to me you did your best to put your hand in the hornet nest that bit you. When will it hit you? There's other people need as much as you, and greed is no excuse for what you do. You're beautiful, big-hearted, in many ways you're free, and you're smart enough to get the world how you want it to be. So it's hard for me to tell you what you shouldn't have to hear. Your nation is that terrorist most human beings fear, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Colombia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Grenada, Chile, and Afghanistan, Palestinian and Iraqi, and some more you never knew. United States of people who deserved as much as you. So tell me that you don't support this war, or don't tell me nothing. 'Cause if this song of mine don't change your heart, it was not worth singing. But I believe you did your best, chasing life and happiness. Never wondered, never guessed how the news had been suppressed of a never-ending killing fest. Ripped the kid from the mama's breast, shrapnel through her daddy's chest, while we're all singing glory, hallelujah. I'm talking to you. Somebody made a killing in your name, so take your power back or take the blame.
Please have a look at our website. It's www.rogemusic.co.uk.